This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The election is under 2 weeks away. In fact, early voting has started in Arkansas. Another poll has been released from Talk Business and Hendricks College that shows nearly 65% of Arkansans asked approve of the job Mike Beebe is doing as governor. But his coattails for those ballots doesn't seem to be that long. Fewer than 30% say a Governor Beebe endorsement of a legislative candidate would influence their vote in a positive way. To help us understand this is one of the organizers and creators of the Talk Business Hendricks College poll, Roby Brock. Roby, how are you?
I'm good, Kyle. How about you?
Very good. No one's surprised, I suppose, by the approval ratings that Governor Mike Beebe is receiving. That's par for the course for him.
It has been very consistent with what we've seen really throughout his whole tenure as governor. He has maintained somewhere in the mid-60s at times, even climbing into the 70s with his job approval rating. And so, yeah, hitting around 65 after, you know, several years in office and closing out on his second term, I would say he'll probably take those numbers and be pretty pleased with them.
So then if what's interesting is not only is it nearly 65% approval, but the disapproval numbers are very low, only 18.5%. So if he has so many people liking his job performance, why doesn't he have more influence when it comes to legislative races?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned those people who don't approve of his job. He actually has very strong support, not only from Democrats and independents, but even Republicans like this Democratic governor. I mean, he is just extremely and exceptionally popular. Why he does not have coattails is a really good question, and I think some of it depends on how you slice and dice some of the information or even some of the messaging that goes along with that. If you ask very directly, would Governor Beebe's endorsement of a legislative candidate influence your vote in a positive way? You get the numbers that we saw right there. Those numbers can move a little bit differently. We've not done it in this poll, but I have seen some other polling data. If you'll tie that popularity to some of his agenda items, such as cutting the food tax or maintaining government services, then you see the numbers can move in some different ways. But you have to wonder what is going to cut through the clutter in this election cycle with everything happening in national politics and the fact that there are some of these very heated legislative races and people are obviously running on different issues. And so it just becomes really difficult, other than just to ask that question very directly, to find out how influential he may be with legislative candidates, to find out just what he may actually be able to do for them.
This is not a question you asked in the poll, but as Arkansas becomes more polarized, it appears, like the rest of the nation, do endorsements from anybody really matter?
Well, that's a great question, Kyle, and I would say that, you know, we have not seen endorsements play out maybe since the Clinton years, to be honest with you. If you'll think about it, Mike Huckabee was an immensely popular Republican governor, and that did not translate to coattails for Republican legislative candidates. As a matter of fact, Mike Huckabee had to work with strongly Democratic legislatures throughout his tenure as governor. So, yeah, the whole question of coattails is one of curiosity in and of itself. I don't think that we have seen anybody, despite immense popularity, really be able to fully carry candidates into elected office. They may make a little bit more difference on the local level than they do at the state level, But I think that you have to also put into context the fact that even though Governor Beebe's endorsement may not be enough to carry a legislative candidate, there are a lot of things the governor is doing that are very influential to these races. He is helping these local candidates, particularly Democrats, raise money. He is helping utilize some of the state Democratic Party's resources. You'll remember he gave $1 million of excess campaign funds to the Democratic Party. And all of that has funneled some of the opposition research, some of the messaging strategies, some of the polling that is going on to test different messages for some of these Democratic candidates. So you have to say he has been influential. It just does not show up when you ask a voter directly if it's going to sway their vote.
You can read more about it at the Talk Business Hendricks College poll. That's at talkbusiness.net. Roby Brock is the editor and publisher of Talk Business and talkbusiness.net. Roby, thank you for your time.
Good to be with you, Kyle.